Now a look at the latest local news on WIBD. A 32-year-old employee suffered severe head injuries when he was struck by an interior part of a machine at Automated Manufacturing in Germantown yesterday afternoon. The man was taken to Community Memorial Hospital and transferred to Frederick Hospital for treatment. His current condition is not known. The industrial accident reported about 2:45 Tuesday afternoon. Germantown Police and OSHA are investigating. Bond was set at $2,000 cash for 58-year-old Campbellsport man charged with his sixth drunk driving offense following a head-on crash last weekend. Kenneth Gudex crossed over the center line on County Highway K in the town of Ashford and hit a pickup truck driven by a Lomira teen. The teen and a passenger suffered minor injuries. Gudex was flown to a hospital in Neenah. A preliminary hearing is scheduled for January 18th. Smoke detectors, carbon monoxide detectors, and fire extinguishers are not infallible. In fact, there are often recalls of certain makes and models. Captain Kenny Aslin of the West Bend Fire Department reminds people of a recent recall of some Kitta products.
Those are on our Facebook page, so if you want to scroll back on the West Bend Fire Department Facebook page, and a number of other fire departments have shared those. And so you want to make sure to check those recalls. Problem is that those extinguishers may not work in an actual fire situation. So you want to make sure that you have a properly working fire extinguisher, and make sure that if you have one of those that's on the recall list, that you get that replaced as soon as possible.
The Consumer Product Safety Commission webpage typically has the most up-to-date information on recalls and advisories.